Vital MT Beers Santa Cruz Bicycles has announced that they are going to give away $1 million over 3 years towards trail access and trail advocacy programs and projects. We had the opportunity to speak with Santa Cruz CEO Joe Graney about their new Pay Dirt Trail Fund initiative. Dig in, get stoked, get organized. Maybe they'll be helping you out. Joe Graney, CEO of Santa Cruz Bicycles. The biggest question everyone wants to know is, when are you going to make a chainstay extender for Menards Mega Tower?
He probably already has a special link that extends it. He goes straight to engineering now, so I'm out of the loop.
Awesome. All right, on a serious note, though, Seb Kemp over there got in touch about the trail advocacy and awareness and fundraising that an initiative that it sounds like you guys have coming through. Is it next year? Is it even started? And he said you guys are looking to give away $1 million over 3 years for trails, maintenance, advocacy, all that stuff. So that's, I want to hear what that's about and go into some of the past awareness and kind of programs you've done with Santa Cruz in the past too, to just get us to where you're going.
The thing we're going to call it Pay Dirt, so that we can talk about it without making the name too long. But we're going to roll it out in November of 2019, so pretty soon. The idea is one that we want to be able to use the success of the brand to help really the people that make riding possible for everybody and really give something back. And we've been doing a lot of advocacy work and trying to provide funding for a number of different organizations for many years. And what we're starting to recognize is that, you know, we didn't really know as many people who and what they need as probably we could if we just got the word out, that we had a way to sort of apply for funds like a grant sort of thing, but without it being too official. So we said, you know, let's throw in $1 million and see what we can do. So Seb and Will Ockleton and I were talking about it this past summer when we were up in Downeyville riding together, and how much we appreciate the Sierra Buttes Trail stewardship and what they've done for that area. That's really, you know, it's just, it helps the community, and it's just an incredible place for riding all sorts of bikes and motorcycles. And, we want to do more of it, and we wanted to open it up to everybody in the world. So that's what we're doing.
So will Pay Dirt, is it, you know, like a fund established or a program where if I'm in my local community that I apply to get funding or support from Pay Dirt itself?
Yeah, that's the idea, that we're going to have, something on the website or a webpage on it where, you know, you can click a link and just fill in some info about what you got in mind. And, you know, we'll go through the things, set up a little group inside so we can review them. And, you know, in some cases it might be putting a lot of money toward maybe one thing or one region, or maybe it's a lot of small seed funds for people. And I think it's not maybe just about building trail, but really just trying to get access for people. So in some cases, some of that really boring work of sitting in meetings and, you know, creating a nonprofit or writing funds or going to neighborhood groups, sometimes people need help with that stuff too. And we want to make sure that it's not, you know, just shifting dirt. But at the end, all of this is about either making trails or getting people out onto them. So hoping we'll get a diversity of applications or projects that we'll get to know about and hopefully meet some new people and make some new friends along the way too.
Yeah, cool. Is this Is this U.S. only? Is it global?
No, it's global. One thing that, you know, we've learned over the last few years, because this is something that really is in the DNA of the company, is to really, what we say is kind of use bikes as a force for good in the world, however we can. And as we've got a crew over in Europe now, in the French Alps and in Germany, one of the things they've pointed out is they're like, we don't really have advocacy groups like you guys do. And they've said, like, you guys in the U.S. are so much further ahead than we are on this, which really blew me away.
Yeah, I would think it's opposite.
Yeah, I think we think that. But if you see the amount of purpose-built bike trails that are in that area, there really aren't that many that aren't, you know, bike parks. And sometimes the bike parky trail quality isn't all that great either. So there's a bunch of vigilante building over there too. Yeah, it's an interesting perspective. But so anyway, to answer your question, yeah, this is going to be a global thing. So kind of wherever you're at, you can bring it in. I think it's cool to be able to maybe even make new areas, make people aware of new areas to ride or to travel and ride.
Cool. Do you feel like the industry does a good job of supporting things like this in general?
I mean, I'd have to say we could do a lot more. When I meet with forest managers and land trusts and some of these other groups, I mean, what I've heard time and time again is people that say, like, we get told there's a bike industry that would support these things, but nobody ever seems to come forward with and write a check. I think there's a lot of room for improvement. And I guess we've been doing this for a long time, Sean, where we don't really want to be, you know, overt or use this as some way to promote the brand. We feel like this is the right thing to do. You know, the right thing to do as a company, the values of the people that work here. Everybody believes in that. And I think one of the reasons to go public with this is to, you know, either inspire or shame others to try and do the same. I mean, I would love for there to be a competition on who can give more to trail builders.
Interesting. Do you think, I've been talking to a friend about this a little bit, about how funding gets organized, and it seems like as a community, we kind of default towards putting all the responsibility on the backs of mountain bikers and industry when cities, counties, states, etc., they all benefit from infrastructure in place. Do you feel like there's room for that to happen? Just with, you know, you think about a baseball field or a skate park going in, it's a baseball, there are baseball fields and basketball courts all over the place, but there aren't fundraisers for those. Those are just kind of built in. Should there be more, I guess, responsibility from government groups for trails, like, rather than it all being built by mountain bikers or funded by mountain bikers?
I think all that money exists, and we're not organized as riders and getting at it. Okay. And yeah, it costs, you know, how much does a hockey rink cost? But every town has one. Mm-hmm. And how many people does it really benefit? And I think that's been, you know, eye-opening for me about what different organizations, whether they're national or local, can bring to really creating government policies that would benefit riders. And some of that is not super exciting work. I think that's what we should be doing. So you can't, I think there's ways to be able to tap into that, and you can try and do it on a local level, but trying to do it on a national level too, and creating policies around it or economic studies that would help to convince a city council or a state government to support trails because it shows that it's good for the economy. Mm-hmm. I think that's work that we can get into, and I'm hoping that by making sort of a public appeal for, you know, how can we help you? Like, we've got some money to help people who can help us understand what they need to be able to go into those places and get those conversations started and unlock some of the funds that governments have to build infrastructure and cut through the bullshit that really hinders projects. And I think it is on us, right? It's in our interest to think somebody else is going to build trails because it's supposed to be good. You know, we have to convince them that it is.
Okay. Do you have any trail projects or, you know, building projects that you hope get passed or you would want to see? Like, is there any kind of dream scenario that you could see come out of this?
Well, I mean, we've got a few things that are cooking now that may need continued support. You know, up the road in Santa Cruz County, there was a large property that was really gifted from the state for public use. And we helped with a number of other bike companies in the area raise the funds to build a trail plan. So there's 35 miles of single track that was designed by mountain bikers on that property. And I'm can't wait. I think this winter, after 3 years of permits and environmental reviews, 3 years after the plan was made and it was flagged out, it looks like we might break ground. And I'm so looking forward to high quality single track built by riders in my backyard that's legal. And I'm hoping that we can start to see more of that. A lot of people talk about the promise of NYCA and high school leagues, and I think that can help, right? Everybody's got tennis courts and basketball courts, but if that's a legitimate sport for high school and middle school age kids, then I think it'll become a lot more common to see trail networks surrounding schools and in municipalities that is regularly ridden by kids, and kids get their moms and dads into it if they're not already. I mean, that's the dream.
Yep. Yeah. Awesome. Where can we find out about Pay Dirt and how to get involved?
I think you go to the santacruzbicycles.com website, and there's going to be a Pay Dirt section on there. And click on there. It explains what it's about and how to get in touch. And how often we'll review stuff and get back to you. We've got somebody here that Katie Zafke is going to she's going to review all the applications and, you know, reach out if more info is needed. And I'm hoping by putting this aside and trying to get the word out that we hear from a diverse group of people about how we get more access for people, whether it's new trail or different rules made in your area or starting organizations or, you know, helping people just get a bike if they can't afford it.
Awesome. I think you guys are going to get flooded, and it seems like it'll be really cool. People that have experience under their belt, as well as people starting from scratch, to have someone to lean on. I think it'll be pretty exciting.
Yeah. I hope that's the problem that we have, is that we get a flood. I'm really looking forward to really understanding more about how to get engaged and hoping that others will take notice too and kind of help get involved. We can create more awareness for people.
Thanks for taking the time, and good luck. We look forward to seeing what comes out of all this.
Thanks for helping get the word out, Sean. And thanks for, thanks for keeping up the good work at Vital. You know, it's been a long run. You've been over there, and it's really cool to see the quality of what you guys cover and the community you bring together over there. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you. Appreciate your support for sure.
For more information, hit up santacruzbicycles.com/paydirt.